Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready, because the Lord is coming one day.
Thank you for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is Daniel White IV, the eldest son of Daniel White III. The intro music that you just heard is my late grandfather, Daniel White Jr., singing a song titled Get Ready. Today, my father, Daniel White III, is going to share with you news and information relating to biblical prophecy so that you can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 20 books, including Just Jesus and The Prayer Motivator. He has spoken in meetings across the United States and in 23 foreign countries, and is the president of Gospelite Society and Torch Ministries International. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, and those who are still keeping the blessed hope alive, welcome to the Prophet Daniel's Report. This is report number 653. My name is Daniel White III, here to remind you that Jesus Christ is coming back and that you need to be prepared. This podcast is not about predictions, nor is it about setting dates as some people foolishly have done. However, it is all about preparation. Get ready, get ready, get ready. First, today, let's look at some signs of his coming in the news. First, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Israel National News, and by the way, my daughter Daniqua Grace White is the producer of this podcast now, and my oldest son Daniel White, the fourth, used to do it for a long period of time, and he's doing some other things now. So my daughter Daniqua Grace White, much younger, quite frankly, is doing a better job than her older brother. And we appreciate her labor of love, as I appreciate the labor of love of all of my children in the ministry. According to Israel National News, Turkish President Erdogan told U.S. President Donald Trump that Turkey will never declare a ceasefire in northeastern Syria, and that it will not negotiate with Kurdish forces. This is after President Trump told him rather bluntly that you do not want to try to be a bad guy here. You do not want to be responsible for killing thousands of people, including children, and I don't want you to make me responsible for ruining your economy. So, speaking to reporters on a flight back from Baku, Erdogan said the offensive would continue until it reaches its goals, and added that he was not worried about U.S. sanctions. They say declare a ceasefire. We will never declare a ceasefire, Erdogan declared. They are pressuring us to stop the operation. They are announcing sanctions. Our goal is clear. We are not worried about any sanctions. Turkish soldiers last Wednesday launched a cross-border assault against Kurdish fighters. Turkey sees as terrorists. The Turkish attack is aimed at the U.S.-allied YPG, the key component of the forces who fought Islamic State, the Islamic State, ISIS. The group is seen by Ankara as a terrorist group linked to Kurdish separatist insurgents in Turkey. Second, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to the Times of Israel, the Lebanese army accused Israel of sending a reconnaissance drone over Beirut's southern suburbs, a bastion of the Shiite terror group Hezbollah. On August 25th, two explosives-laden drones were sent to the same area. One of them exploded, sparking a dangerous escalation between Hezbollah and Israel. One of the Israeli enemy's reconnaissance drones violated Lebanese airspace, overflew the southern suburbs, and left the army, said in a statement. According to Israeli and international media reports, the target of the August attack was technology used in producing long-range precision missiles, and its destruction had set back the program by at least a year. The reported Beirut drone attack came after Israel carried out airstrikes in neighboring Syria to thwart what it said was a plot to fly explosives-laden drones into the country. Two Hezbollah members were among those killed in the strike. Third, today, under the sign category of turmoil in the Middle East, according to Space Daily, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Wednesday that Iran could have taken the step to develop nuclear weapons, but will not because their use is haram or forbidden in Islam. Although we could have taken steps on this path based on Islamic ruling, we firmly and bravely said we won't take this path, Khamenei said. Both building and stockpiling it is wrong, as using it is haram or forbidden. If we had a nuclear weapon, it would have been obvious that it would have been impossible for us to use anywhere, said the Iranian leader. Iran vehemently denies having ever sought an atomic bomb and says its nuclear program is for peaceful energy production and medical purposes only. Now, beloved, it's time for Prophecy Boot Camp. Prophecy Boot Camp is where we deal with the basics of prophecy, the fundamentals, the second coming of Christ, and basically that's all you really know. That's all you really need to know is the fundamentals and the basics. What will happen in the future according to the Holy Bible. Our aim here is not to make predictions, but to help you get prepared by understanding how things will unfold in the end times. Our topic for today is titled Prophecies Fulfilled in the Life of Christ, Part 3, from Tim LaHaye and Ed Heinsohn's book, which I think you should be very interested in this particular subject, The Essential Guide to Bible Prophecy. Another clear example is found in Matthew's account of the wise men, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? pardon me, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered, and when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the hand, and thou, Bethlehem, rather, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. These Jewish scholars were well aware of Micah's prophecy long before Jesus was revealed. Yet Micah had spoken these words 700 years earlier with explicit precision regarding the exact location of the Messiah's birth. Luke's gospel recalls a fulfilled Old Testament prophecy related to Christ's entry into Jerusalem on the day we call Palm Sunday. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the coat, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the coat? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the coat, and they set Jesus thereon. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at prophecies fulfilled in the life of Christ in our next podcast. Now, in closing, let's consider what God wants you and I to do in light of his second coming. Jesus Christ said in Luke 19:13, to occupy till I come. In light of that, we are continuing our journey through the fine book, Coming Events and Present Duties, by Dr. J.C. Ryle. It is a collection of what he called prophetic tracts that focus on the believer's duty in light of the signs which point to the second coming of Jesus Christ. This section is titled, What Time Is It? Part 13, Dr. J.C. Ryle writes, Number 3, What shall we say to the wonderful spread of knowledge and communication between nations in these days? 70 years ago, to find a poor man who could read was rather an uncommon thing. In a few years, a man who cannot read will be a rare sight. 70 years ago, there were few who ever traveled beyond the bounds of their own county. Now everyone can move in every direction, and our population is like a swarm of bees disturbed. Steam navigation and railways and planes have altered the character of society. Time and space are made nothing of. Seas, mountains, and rivers are no longer obstacles. God separated the nations in the city of Baal. Man is working hard to make them all one again. And what saith the scripture? Shut up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to get ready, get ready, get ready. For those who don't know you as Savior, help them to get ready by getting saved. For those who do know you as Savior, help them to get ready by repenting of their sins and praying without ceasing. And not only at the church, but Lord, everywhere we go. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Prophet Daniel's Report. Remember, you can stay up to date with prophecy news and events on our website at secondcomingherald.com. If you would like to know more about accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, what to do after salvation, or looking for a good church home, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. This radio broadcast can be heard daily on Live 365, BCNNRadio7.com, GospelLightWorldRadio.com, Buzzsprout, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and can be downloaded from numerous outlets online. God bless, and until next time, keep looking up for your redemption draweth nigh.
You got to get your business straight.
It's coming again.
Yeah.